Okay, we are going through things that are halacha l'maaseh b'Sinai. We had psukim, targum, mikra seifrim, how to pronounce the words in the middle of a pasuk, at the end of a pasuk, itur seifrim, which the Rush learns when the pasuk is missing, chas v'shalom, not missing, but we don't have the vavs that would have made it much easier to understand the pasuk. And then we had kriya naksiv, a whole bunch of navi, that the pasuk was supposed to be read. When we read navi, we're supposed to read it, but it's not written. When do we read navi? We read some in Haftarah. The rest of them we don't read. But people who learn navi and they read it from a scroll should be reading it even though it's not written. And I'm sure if you open up a navi up across Gedolus, an art scroll, whatever print, they have the decree probably in a bracket that you should read it even though it's not written. And they probably on the bottom write kri v'loy ksiv. And now we're going to do the other ones, which are ksiv v'loy kri. The kisvim v'loy kiryan is the last line on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. The ones that are written, but we skip. Nadi Yislach. That is, it says the pasuk that when Naaman was talking to Elisha. This is a haftarah, by the way. Naaman was talking to Elisha, and he was saying that he's going to have to go with his king to bow down to Avodah Zarah. So he asked him, "Please forgive." Yislach no Hashem l'avdecha. Hashem should forgive. No is written, but we don't read it. Zois the Hamitzvah is in Chumash. It's very interesting that we're bringing the pasuk of Navi before we bring the pasuk of Chumash. I don't know why. Maybe Artsko has something to say about it. I don't know why. It's Zois the Hamitzvah, which in the bottom he brings the pasuk in Chumash. The Gra takes this out. He takes it out. He adds, he says another one instead of this from Yirmiyah. And then he says there's another three that the Gemara doesn't mention. Like he said yesterday, there was four that the Gemara didn't mention. There's another three that the Gemara doesn't mention. In this one, he's Gairis Esta Hanefesh, which is a pasuk in Yirmiyah, which I don't know what it is. Yidreich the Hadairech. It says in the pasuk, Al Yidreich Hadairech, by the way, the Tairar does bring the pasuk in Yirmiyah. Yidreich the Hadairech is a pasuk in Yirmiyah also, where the pasuk says, Al Yidreich Hadairech Kashtai. The double Russian Al Yidreich Hadairech is written, but we don't read Yidreich. We don't read, according to him, we don't read Yidreich, right? Al Hadairech Kashtai. Im Dechigayo. That is a pasuk in Yirmiyah, I believe, as well. It's in Yecheskel. No, it's in Im Dechigayo. Sorry, I skipped. Chamesh the Pasnegev, that's a pasuk in Yecheskel, where it lists the measurements of Harabayas that's going to happen when Mashiach comes. So it says, Chamesh Meis, it's double Lushan. It's written, but we don't read both of them. And the last one is a pasuk in Ruth. It says, even though Ki Amnam Ki Gayo L'Neichi, it's written Im, we skip the word Im in Ruth. Halein Kaslam Eloi Keryan, those are the ones written and not read. Fine. So we just finished the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And the reason we brought that, it was a Zemachloikas, is Pisuk Taimim Deraisa Drabanon. One learned the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. One learned the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai was in the Mesiris, on the spelling of the words, and not on the Pisuk Taimim. That made a difference. Can you take Schar? You can take Schar for Rabbinic, but you can't take Schar for Biblical. That's what we said. That's why we brought this in. Because we brought in Sukkim and makeup of Sukkim and things like that, the Gemara is going to get off now on a side issue. Vayoy Amar Rav Acha b'Marda, v'marava paskin l'adheim Sukkah l'klas of Sukkim. In Eretz Yisrael, the following pasuk that we have is one pasuk. In Eretz Yisrael, they had it as three Sukkim. The pasuk goes as follows. Vayoy Amar Hashem al Moshe, hinei anoichi bo elecha v'av ha'anon. I am coming to you with the thickness of the cloud. That the nations should hear when I speak with you. And they should trust you forever. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, the pasuk went like this. I'm sorry. That was pasuk one. Pasuk two went, Baba Yishma Ham Badabri Yimach. The Pasik 3 went, the Gam Bechol Yaminu Loila. I'm sorry, the Gam Bechol Yaminu Loila. And Pasik 3 went, the Yagid Moshe as Divrei Amel Hashem. That's the end of that Pasik. So the Pasik was split into three psukim. Zokta Masha, why? Because if you read the Pasik Zokta Masha, you can read it two ways. Vayayim Hashem HaMoshe, Hinei Lanechi Bar Lecha Ba'ava Anon, Baba Yishma Am B'davri Yimach. I'm coming to you with a cloud, so the Eilim should hear when I speak to you. And B'gam B'chol Yaminu Lailam is a second statement. But that's not Pshat Zok Temasha. The Pshat is Vayayim Hashem HaMoshe, Hinei Bar Lecha Ba'ava Anon. Baba Yishma Am B'davri Yimach goes together with B'gam B'chol Yaminu Lailam. They should hear me speak with you, so they should trust you forever. So in order you shouldn't put the comma in the middle of B'davri Yimach and B'gam B'cha, they split it to three psukim. The B'avu Yishma is in a pasuk together with B'gam B'cha Yaminu Lailam, not in the pasuk previous. So they split it into three, that's Masha, that's how you should understand what B'avu Yishma and B'davri Yimach. Is that a continuation of B'avu Anan, or is that the beginning of B'gam B'cha Yaminu Lailam? They should trust you forever because they hear me speaking with you. So that's why they split into three psukim. That's what it says in the Masha, yes. It seemed it was Machlokes in the Torah. And one of the Mefarshim say, and I don't want to quote it to anybody, I don't remember who, it's all they finished the Torah every 3 years. So in Mela, there were many more psukim. That's what wants the Taina. Not only this pasuk, but other psukim were split into parts. I'm not sure why. Because why can't Kriyas HaTorah be 40 psukim? Why does it have to be a certain number of psukim so you have to split the other psukim? But I don't know whether that, according to that Mefarish, I don't remember who it is, whether that was their Mitzrayah, or they did it, Badavka, because they were doing Kriyas HaTorah over 3 years. I don't know. Again, the Mashah says this was split because of this reason. Now, I don't know if they split it or their Mitzrayah was different. I don't know.
We have a lot of folks.
Right. Again, I don't know. It's a good kasha, I don't know. According to that before, I mean, I don't remember who it was, but I wasn't even going to mention it, because to me it was a palatable thing. Like, how do you split sukkim? Number one. Number two, what was the purpose of splitting the sukkim? You don't need 112 sukkim every week. You can have 40 sukkim like you have in the tzavim, or 30 sukkim like you have in Bayeluch. So why did they have to split sukkim in order, because it takes 3 years, just make shorter parshias? Right, so, I don't mean parshias, samachs and pays, I mean parshias of Kusatay. I don't know. That's why I wasn't even mentioning it. But the Masha is the Masha. So he says they split it in order to understand the pasuk. So I don't know. It sounds, again, I don't want to misquote a Masha. And he's here. He's available here. I don't see the Masha here, so it must be the Masifta quoted it from somewhere else. Must have quoted it from somewhere else. Yeah, I don't know how the Lord got that either.
Better to hear?
I don't know. That would be the Havamina. Again, I'll let you say Pshat. No, do my right. You know my policy. I don't make them up unless I tell you I'm making it up. No, do my right. Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina. Vayeshrim Moshel Mipsalas and Shaluchas. Moshe did not become rich only from the leftover of the Luchas. Hashem told them, Psal Lecha, carve out Shnei Luchas Avonim Kavishainim. Right? So what happened to the remnants of that stone, which was a very precious stone, Sampirin, whatever it was diamond or very precious stone. And Moshe Rabbeinu kept, Hashem said, Psal Lecha, Psalasam Shnei Luchas Avonim Kavishainim, Psalasam Shokhoi Yehi, you keep the remnants. So from there, Moshe became very, very wealthy. Zakhtarash, Yidrach Da, Dairach Shnei Pamim Na, Chai Boi Kri, well, it's not read. Chomish, what? But Psal Lecha? Yeah, sure is. The Parshas Kesitza. By the way, they read it every Tainus. I mean, it's something, no offense, but this is something you should have read. You know, they read it every Tainus. Chamesh Nepas HaNegev, Vecheskel. Im, the Gaio Berus. Lutras Hapsuki, Vayam Hashem Moshe Nechba Avonam, Vavu Yishman Zavimach. So Lucha, Shulcha Yehei, Vishal Samperinun Hoyu. It was made out of Samperinun, whatever it is. It's a, what?
Sapphire.
Fine, sapphire. Whatever it is, it's all the same to me. You know what I mean? I don't know what sapphire is, so it doesn't make a difference. I think sapphire is always a madrega you reach. You're a silver guy or a gold guy. Depends on how much money you donate, then you can reach sapphire if you donate enough money. What? Platinum, right? What? Am I saw it there? Thank you. Where is it? Solution. Thank you very much. Makes it sound that they split the sukkah. Okay, I'm rubbing my rubber. That's what he says. Thank you. We'll have to join.
Look in the Masorta Shas on the side of the Gemara.
I know what he did. I mean, I figured it out how he did it. I didn't do it. I was lazy.
Giving a share.
Yeah, I was lazy. I said it rarely. Masifta brought it down. I thought it was here. I figured if Masifta brings it down, it's probably accurate. He went and looked up the Masorta Shas and saw where the Gemara was, and then he looked it up. And, you know. Again, I agree with you. What are we going to do with Adam? I think we should all join him in Eretz Yisrael. Merch with Mashiach. So, you know, you don't have to worry about it.
Why at this point did Moshe have to become rich?
Hold your questions to the end of the day, depending how it goes, or till tomorrow. You never know how fast things go around here. Zakhtaraj, we did that right. Something about writer. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Hanina. Okay, now, it doesn't make sense what the Gemara is going to say now. So don't ask any questions, because the Gemara will. Leinitna Taira, Elova Moshe Lazarai. Torah was only given that Moshe should have it with his children. The rest of the Yidden weren't giving the Torah. Now, the Mepharshim speak out, of course they were given Taryag Mitzvahs. But the learning the Torah, and I'm going to add, the ability to decide Torah and add to Torah and build Torah, that was given to Moshe and Zarai. The Mitzvahs they had, how do I know that? The learning Torah they didn't have. Shnei Meksav L'cha, P'sol L'cha, it says Ksav Lecha, and it says Psal Lecha, right? Ksav Lecha is Hadvarim Eila, it's a different pasuk, it's a different location, right? Ksav Lecha is in Shmais, Lama Dao, it's 26 psukim away from each other, it's also in Kisisa. Ma Pesilasin Shulcha, Av Ksavim Shulcha. Just like the remnant Psal Lecha means that the remnants are yours. Also, writing means the writing is yours. The Torah is yours. The writing of the Torah, meaning the learning of the Torah, is yours. That's how the Gemara Darshan sit now. Moshe Nog Batei V'Sayin. Moshe had a good eye, a kind eye. I don't know how he translates it. What?
Generous.
Sorry?
Generous.
Generous eyes. Right. But not only when he told Klal Yisrael, let's all learn Torah. A generous eye gets blessed. Zakhtar Ashrash, Taiv Ayin Hu Yavirach, Nixiv, Zemvaisha Nixiv Beki Taivu, Hinasa Milach Moy Lado. He's good, Pasuk says I don't know where this Pasuk is. Wherever it is, I think he says it's Amud Beis to take a look and tell you where the Pasuk is. Hinasa Milach Moy Lado. I don't know where he has it here. What? Yud Hilhem Shachapasik B'Mishlei. It's a Mishlei. Okay. Hai Ba'i Yivarach Yilasam Lachma Adol. Ein Lechem Alu Taira. Yosef, Luchu Lachmi B'Lachmi Go. What's Lachmi B'Lachmi mean, Rabbi Shatz? It's out of the Gemara, it's in the Rush. Bread my bread, cut my bread, eat my bread. He gave the Torah to the poor people to Klal Yisrael. What? Again, I said no questions. That's what I said. The Gemara is going to ask all your questions. Masiv Rav Yechizda. Didn't Hashem command them to teach them? I mean, didn't Hashem want them to have Torah? Zuck the Gemara, again, now, the Gemara does not ask, like everybody in this room would have asked, how could it be? The Gemara asks from Sukkim, because from Sukkim it's a much stronger question than from logic. Sukkim. The Sukkim say not like that. And for the Gemara, Vaisi Tziva Vani Luchem. Vaisi Tziva. And I decided to teach you. Frank the Gemara, Vaveli Mati Eschem Chukim Mishpatim Kashi Tzivani Hashem Alakai. Doesn't it say I taught you like Hashem commanded me? Again, Vaisi Tziva. He commanded me, Vani Luchem, and I am giving it to you. Vata Kisru Luchem as Hashira as Ice. Write the Shira. The Mantia, right, that's going on Hazinu Pashtas. So we see that Hashem said, write down, Kisru Lachem. This is a command from Hashem. Kisru Lachem as Hashira Hazais. So the Gemara, Hashira Hazais, Hashira Lachudei. It's only going on Shira. Zok the Rash. No Rash. Frank the Gemara, the Mantili, Hashira Hazais, La'ed B'nei Yisrael. Now, if there's no Tyra, what is the Shira going to testify about? Dr. Rush, Matili Hashira Hazayis La'ed, and my Nitin Lam Tyra, Elazu, Hashira Matoed. Now we hear the Mashra Azakasha on this chat. Of course, the Shira is telling them they have to keep the mitzvahs. Why can't it be a testimony about the mitzvahs? Why are we assuming it's a testimony about the Tyra? The Mashra Rush says, if they didn't get Tyra, what is it testifying about? Testifying has to be on something that they got. So the Mashra asked this Kasha, I don't have a good answer. But the Rush learns that that is, if it's testifying, it must be testifying about the rest of the Torah. Now, the way the Mashal understood to what I spoke out, that they got the mitzvahs right away, why can't it be a testimony of the mitzvahs? And that's what the Mashal asks. So he says a whole different shot to Gemara, but the Rush, the way the Rush learns, I don't know the answer to the Mashal's kasha. Unless he learns they wouldn't have gotten the mitzvahs, and that's very difficult. But then again, I don't know.
Is that what we're doing right now?
I have no idea what you just said.
In other words, you're saying...
The mitzvah, according to the way my son understood, we didn't get the mitzvah of learning Torah. We got all mitzvahs to keep, but learning Torah was Moshe Rabbeinu's personal mitzvah. That's what it's saying. Again, we're dealing with a Gemara that says they didn't have the Limud HaTorah. And for the Gemara, Ela Pupula Ba'alma. Of course they had the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. But the Indian of Pilpul, of being to add, to figure out, to build, that Moshe Rabbeinu got and they didn't have. Moshe Rabbeinu gave them that power, that they also can do pilpul. Rush. The pool of Alma, Havana the Harifus, the Hainuk Savam Shokha, Kikol HaChokma Vasecho, Remuzim B'Ksav HaTaira, B'Tzura Sa'isis, Chiddush Nika Rush. Dr. Schwab would have been so proud of this Rush. That all, every Chachma in the Torah, every Svara said, every Pilpul said, every Kiddush said, is in the letters of the Torah. Every in the Torah is everything. In the letters of the Torah lie every Kiddush, every Pilpul, and that's why Hashem said, that Madrega of Ksavam, that in the Torah you get everything, that's yours. To be able to figure out things that are not explicit in Torah Shemitzah and in Torah Shemitzah, things that you add with your pilpul and with svaras, things that aren't there, that's yours. And like Shabbat said, I'm giving that to Klal Yisrael. They should also be able to figure things out. They should also be able to do pilpul. They should also be able to add. That's what he gave to Klal Yisrael. Yes? It's Torah Shemitzah. But everything is in Torah Shemitzah. So all Torah Shemitzah is in Torah Shemitzah. The Gra, that's what they say, Saif Yamav only learned Tanakh, or Chumash, because he saw every Kiddush of the Gemara and Shas, Bavli Yerushalmi, Svaras, the priest, the Hefta, and everything else, in the Chumash. I don't. Right, exactly. But this Rosh thing, I know you're the Kiddush. Everything is in the letters. Okay? As I said, Dr. Schwab would have been proud. Yes?
That they didn't get
Tarek Shem Ksav.
What about the
Kiddush?
By their hatred that they're
going to
throw all their issues on the stone. Everyone knows.
That's mitzvahs. That's a big Shiloh. That's a big machlokes, I don't know who, in Saita, whether he wrote everything or just the mitzvah. I believe it's a machlokes kishayim in Saita. I believe. It could be, that's one of the opinions also. But I think he wrote, it's a Pekshai, but somebody wrote the whole Torah. Some people said he only wrote the mitzvah. I don't want to, if we found it, we'd have dominion on mitzvahs. I don't know if he only wrote Tayag, you know. There's a machlokes b'shenu what the dominion on mitzvahs are, yeah. Yes. Now you can ask your question.
I'm not asking Chumash question, but I will. When Avram was told, when Hashem said Avram had to, he's going to be, he was going to destroy the dome. He said, I have to tell Avram about this. He will teach his children.
That's Midas. That's the marriage.
Torah was not included.
Shamru Derech Hashem Lasset Stucko Mishpat. That's that. Take a look at the Rishonim there. They say the Daskenim. That if they want to stay in Eretz Yisrael, they can't act like slaves. That's what Avraham will teach them. It doesn't say. Take a look at the Das Gainim there. He says clearly that Hashem said, I want Avraham to know to teach his children, you can't live in Eretz Yisrael and behave like slaves. That's what the Das Gainim of there said. You know, usually I don't quote my first comments because I don't know them like you do, but that one I happen to know. It's in my notes, so therefore I happen to know. Something about right. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpish Chinasai El Al Gibor V'Osher V'Chocham V'Anav. Hashem doesn't rest the Shechina only on people that meet the following criteria. Strong, physically strong, at least some of Farshim learn physically strong. The Gemara is Mashma physically strong. Rich, smart, and humble. V'Kulam in Baisha. And we see that all in Baisha. All four. All four. And Moshe had all four. And how does that prove other Nevi'im? Because the Parshim speak out, because Moshe said, Navi akim l'chem b'kir b'cha k'mayni. Hashem said, he will make a Navi like me. So they want to say that that's how we learn it out of Moshe. They have to have the attributes that Moshe had, which are Gibar, Asher, Chacham, and Anav. Now, why is that necessary? Why is a physical attribute? Anav is not a physical attribute. But the other three, Gibor, Asher, even Chacham, the answer they say, there's many Mefarshim, the one I'm going to say over is, to earn respect, you have to have a physical presence that's respected. People that are rich are respected. People that are strong are respected. People that are smart are respected. People that are humble are respected. If you're going to be a Navi to teach the Rabbeinu Shlomo's Torah, you have to be able to present in a way that you're respected. That's how some of Farshim want to learn. If not, who cares if the Navi is strong? But he's lifting weights? Is he lifting weights? Who cares if he's rich? Many Gdali Yisrael had no lechem lechol. But the answer is, I once, there's a hesped from Flem Kluger on a certain Chassidish Rebbe, a man from Shlomo, that he said, had he been rich, he would have been able to mashpia on the whole world. He said in his hesped. He didn't have any money. He was an anivavgan. And people that are poor and need other people to support them automatically lose hashpa. They lose. Because people look at them and say, okay, he's chashav, he's this, he's that. But he Lamaisa doesn't present as, again, I'm just saying one shot, take it, leave it, don't take it. I'm not here to persuade people. It's not my shot, I saw it in the Mefarshim.
Wasn't height also?
Who?
Included in strong,
like, height also? No, you see in the Gemara, we'll see in a minute. The Gemara happened to me that it wasn't. I'm not it's not. Dr. Rush, Papula Ba'omadin, and I could have spoken Master Shkhanos, a very important Rush, Mikvias. Because there's going to be questions on people that had Nevuah without having these four attributes. So they answered the word Bikvias, to be a Kvuah Dikanavi. That's how they answered Kasha Mash Rabbeinu had Nevuah before he became rich. He became rich of Psal Lecha. That happened after the Ego. Hashem was talking to him before the Ego. So they say it wasn't Kvias. The Kvias was afterwards. I don't know how you say Kvias. What? No, more than consistent. Established. Not just a one-time thing. Established. Guy davens in shul once in a while. That's one thing. He davens in a shul b'kvias. He's there always. He's not his shul. we're not giving him shalom now. We'll just leave it at that. Right? He davens once in a while. That's not bikrius. Makim kavua. What does makim kavua mean? This is my place that I always use. If you come once, you have a seat here, and you seat there, you seat there, you don't have a makim kavua. Kavua means established, set, whatever word you want to use for it in English. Was said before.
Yes, so that
I know, it's a shverim shot, but that's the kasha to ask. But some want to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was rich before he became richer by Psalmucha. But the Gemara's lesson, they point out themselves, was that he became rich. Mipsila, Lehesher Moshe Ella, Mipsila, so that sounds he wasn't rich. They asked the kasha. Some want to say, and this is a shot that makes, take it, I like it, that before the Eagle, Moshe didn't have to be rich. Before an Eagle, Kali saw to the Matrega that the Navi didn't have to have any impressive physical capability. After the Eagle, we weren't the same people. The Yetzirah entered us. And therefore, we need a different kind of Navi now. From then on, it had to be a thing. That's what someone said. I hold it's a great teretz. It describes all kinds of different, it answers a lot of questions.
And they left Mitzrayim, right? The only one that wasn't busy emptying out this place. So.
Again, but he wasn't rich, right? He presented wasn't rich, yes. Can't hear you.
Everyone received, they all became rich by
free example. Right. Didn't get anything? He didn't take. Something my writer. Gibor, how do I know he was strong? The Siva Yifris Israel Allah Mishkan. He put the ayah on top of the Mishkan. Vamamar, Moshe Rabbeinu Pirsai. Moshe Rabbeinu spread the ayah on. And if Siv Esther Amos Ayah had courage, the Mishkan was 10 Amos high. So he must have been strong to be able to be 10 Amos tall and spread the ayah on the Mishkan. In fact, the Gemara in Medarach Vakatan, maybe he was very tall but not strong. All it shows is that he was tall. How does that show Gibor? And for the Gemara element of Dain Kro, the Siv Esmas Mishnah Luchas, I threw the two luchas down, and I broke them. The Tanya, haluchas arkim shisha v'arkim shisha, v'avdim shleisha. It was 6 by 6 by 3. You drop a stone like that, it doesn't break. You throw a stone with force, it breaks, of that size. But Shrabena must have been very strong to break a stone that's 6 t'arkim by 6 t'arkim by 3. That's what they say. That's the raya that he was strong. Zakhtarash, the Aruch Bekatan, Aruch Bekayim of Bekatan Bekayach. So Zakhtarash, Tema, I have a kasha. I'm Ayla Yalov Mikrushim, Siva Yasim as Krushav. He put up the boards, and the boards were tremendously heavy. So the Mashah answers, this is the Rosh's kasha, he doesn't give an answer. The Mashah says, there's a medrash that says, my Shabbat said, how am I going to put this up? So Hashem said, I'll help you. So mainly, Kim bring a rye, he was strong, because it says in the Medrash that Hashem helped him put up the crushing. That's what Marsha says. But the Rush doesn't say that. The Rush blinds Tzarukian. He has the kasha, doesn't have an answer. So I think my writer. Rabbi Shmuel Damitavayu, Chamishim Shari Bina Nivru Bailam. There are 50 gates of understanding in the world. The Kulam Nasnu Lamaisha Chasarachas. Moshe reached. What? I skipped. I'm sorry. Asher, Salasim Lucha, Salasim Shulcha. Yeah. Chacham. How do I know Moshe Rabbeinu was a Chacham? Rabbi Shmuel Amar Tavaya Chamishim Shari Bina Nivru Baylam. Mekulam Nitnu LaMoshe Chaserachas. He got 49. But Chasreya Mat Melekim. He was. How does he translate that passage? You have to be very careful.
He withheld him. By a small measure of wisdom, in brackets, from a true comprehension.
From a true
comprehension.
Melekim, he holds from a true comprehension. I'm unfortunately think out, and I'm not going to explain this because I don't understand this. This is for Dr. Schwab. That is, the 50th Madrega is Yedias Hashem. Knowing the actuality of Hashem, whatever that means, that Madrega he didn't get. He got everything else up to there. Whatever that means, I don't know. Leave it there. That's what the Mepharshim say. I just smiled and went on. Like this. Anav d'chsev, Mishmai Shal Avayit. He was very humble. So Trashi, Hamishim Shai Bina Nivra Bailam Nasam Bachmesel Siv, Mesukuk Shuvasayim. He was purified 7 times 7, 49. So to give my writer, Amar Rabbi Yechin and Kaal Aviyah Mashur Moyo. They were all rich. Minalan, We'll bring a ride for many of them. Moshe was rich. Shmuel was rich. Amos was rich. Umayayna. All four were rich. Moshe Nechsev, Leichamarechad Memnesasi. I never took a donkey from them. Ibeloy Agra. What, you never took a donkey without paying for it? Lafukiman de Shaka Beloy Agra? Is that like saying, wow, he never stole a donkey? Is that a Mila? Elo Lafila Bagra. He never rented a donkey. He never paid for a donkey. Maybe if he couldn't afford it. Dr. Gemar Mishim Pesalukhab, Salasim Shaylukhab. Shmuel de Seb Hinin Anubi, Anubi, testify. Negat Hashem, Negat Mashiach, in front of Hashem, in front of his anointed one, Shaul.
Wait, previous Gemara. Maybe it was before that. Salukhab was much later. Maybe it was before that. I mean,
there's no reason to say he lost his wealth in the Midbar. It's not like the robbers came. I mean, how would he lose his wealth? What was he buying already? He got money every day.
So that shows he was
usher
beforehand.
Because of Solakha, which is what the Gemara's answer is. I don't know he was rich to begin with.
Makes no sense.
So
Solakha was much later than
the donkey. That's not true. Much earlier. One is at the end of 40 years, one is at the beginning of the 40 years.
What does rental have to do with anything?
It's claiming I never took a donkey.
Yeah.
So the Gemara wants to use that to prove that he could afford the donkey, and he didn't take it. That he could afford the donkey, Zariah is rich. That's what the Gemara wanted to do.
The word Baagra is rental?
Or bought it, or rented it, I don't know which one.
And that shows something?
Shows that he has money.
He rents him.
Again, that's what the Gemara wanted to say. So the Gemara doesn't prove anything.
Oh, I belabor the point, but he was talking about when he came from Israel.
That's not true. What?
Rashi does say that
before.
The what?
That when he went to Mitzrayim, he didn't use for their donkey. That's what Rashi says. Yeah, but that's not Pashup Shad. Pashup Shad is, in 40 years, I haven't taken anything from you.
From you being B'nai Yisrael?
Yes.
Came with
a
donkey.
Wasn't their donkey, that's what Rashi says.
Yisrael's.
Doesn't say. Right. Elam himself, the Chavis Tzav Neshachar. Shmuel, the Chsevin, and Rubi testified that Hashem and Egem Shichai. Eshar mi lakachti, v'chamar mi lakachti. Whose shard did I ever take? Whose chamar? I b'chinam, avu g'man d'shanko b'chinam. What, he's saying I never took one without permission but from you for nothing? Is that a bragging? Oh, that filu b'schar. I think about Doma Dhani, how he made, maybe because he's poor. El Mahacha, which says, U'tshuvasi Ramasa, he used to return to the city of Ramah, Kisham Beisai, because that's where he lived. Now, Pashup Shad the Gemara is, hello, we know he lived in Ramah. Why did the Pasuk have to say he went back to Ramah because that's where he lived? We know where he lived. There it says, it's time to address her. Well, my brother called Malcolm Shalom, basically, he might. Never took anything from anybody. Wherever he went, he took along everything he needed, which is a riot that he had enough money to go around and take everything he needed, never needed anything from anybody else in all his travels. And he traveled every year around all Eretz Yisrael. I'm a rabbi. God will mash an emmer be shmu yaisim shen emmer be maisha.
What does this whole thing prove that he said?
That he was rich.
That he was rich only after Sefer
Yochal? No. Again, this is Shmuel.
Oh, Shmuel, right. Yeah, sorry.
I'm a doctor, my right. I'm a rabbi. God will mash an emmer be shmu yaisim shen emmer be maisha. Nilu be maisha, vayinu ksiv lechamar yachav em nesasi. Afilu b'schar. Even I never paid for one. But even if we got a shmuel, a filu barutz and leischara. Even if they begged him to take, he didn't take. The chsev ayayim loy ashak tanu. You never took away from us. But loy ritzes sanu. You never even agreed to our entreaties.
Entreaties.
Is that the word?
Yeah.
That's the way they pronounce it.
Schwab's in here, that'll work.
What?
As long as Rabbi Schwab's in here, that'll work. No.
It's a good word. Entreaties. Doctor Ash Rush. No rush. Not yet. Amos Dixiv, Vayan, Amos Vayomer Lamatcha. Amos was a Navi, Amatcha was the king. Loi Schad, Loi Navi Anaychi, Veloi Ben Navi Anaychi. He said, I am not a Navi. He was. I don't know why he said he wasn't. Maybe at that point. I don't know. And I'm not a son of a Navi. Ki Baiker Anaychi, because I am, I think it means a shepherd.
Cattle herder.
Ubailes Shkumim, and I, what is Bailes Shkumim?
Examine sycamores.
To the Targum Reb Yaisi. How do I know it means he's rich? Arimori Geisi Anam. I am a master of many flocks. What?
Master of many flocks.
owner of cattle.
Okay. The Shikman Lee Bishvelt, and I have sycamore trees in the valley. So he showed, I have a lot of money. I'm not a Navi, but I'm rich. Yaino Dixev, Bayit. Wait a minute. He paid his rental when he went on the boat. He paid his thing, and he went. Rabbi Yochanan shenasim schara shosvina kula. Vayitin schara means he paid everybody's fare. He paid the hobos. Rabbi Yochanan schara shosvina v'dalin alafim dinu d'daba. 4,000 golden dinarim. He was very wealthy. Now, I'm trying to figure out where that rush comes from that I must have skipped a piece of Gemara. No. Dilmashim da ani havi. We had a Gemara that said maybe Maish Rabbeinu didn't rent it because he was poor. The rush has a different girsa. He's Gairis Dilmashim da anav havi. Maybe he was humble, and humble people don't like to bother people. They don't bother people. They don't ask for anything. So the Rosh Mishim Da Anav Havi Minik Chesidus Ayesh Le Latrich Aleihem. They wouldn't ask them for anything. Ava Beis Shachayim B'Zani Velei Retzisanu Mashma Velu B'Tzayna Vayit Nschara Mashma Shachal HaSvina. Yes, Rabbi Cohn.
One Rav, one Navi, and have a nice day.
No. See, that would be wonderful. That's what the first Madiyama said, the Kulam Yimaisha. But the second Madiyama is saying, I can prove it to you from four Navi.
Again, so
he's trying to say, I want to show you that it was a...
Nine of them.
What?
Only nine.
He doesn't have riots for the other ones. He has riots for four. I'm sorry? Again, that comes from the Gemara here. I'm not saying that. Again, his question was, why did he bring four examples? Because we have examples for four. Had he had examples for ten, he would have brought ten Pesukim. He's bringing examples to show you this is the way Nevi'im were.
You say maybe only four and not the rest of them?
What?
Maybe only four and not the rest.
Honestly, you could sit there and say that, but he's saying it makes sense that it's a trend. The first Madiyama didn't even bring any riots, just Maisha.
So if they have no money, they're a non-profit.
You can't be... Take me a second. Take me a second.
Really, leaders
of Klal Yisrael, because there were thousands of Nevi'im. Well, these are Nevi'im that are given to write. There were thousands of Nevi'im, but these were the ones that are there. Nevuah is necessary for Tyrus.
And there were also, like, the leaders.
I think they were Kvias. I think that's what the Rosh said, Kvias. The other ones weren't the Kvias. They had yeshivas of Nevi'im. They had a yeshiva you went to where you learned how to be a Navi. Elisha had a yeshiva, Bnei HaNevi'im. To become a Navi B'Kriyas, they have to earn a lot of money beforehand. But it's not shot that they have to go out and look for money. The Rebbeinu Shem took care of it. If they were going to be a Navi B'Kriyas, he got that money. Like he gets me money, like he gets everybody else money. It all comes from the Rebbeinu Shem.
What does that mean? I want yeshiva Navias, right? That means, and if you pass,
honestly, I never was there. Not in this Gilgal. I can't tell you.
A lot of places you were not there. But the point is like this: that I got a
lot of like you guys. You see, when you slide. Okay, let me answer your question.
But then I won't be able to say anymore. Okay. No, I'm saying.
Is yeshiva Yerushalayim called Shara Shemayim? They learn Kabbalah. It's a yeshiva for Kabbalah. Now, what happens there? Tell me. I don't know.
You're asking a question.
I know what you're saying.
You're
going to
have
the Nevi'im. Right.
Maybe they teach you how
you,
maybe you get it, but you're not
going to
get it.
There were thousands of Nevi'im. But Echad ben HaMesayim Nevi'im. He was one of 200 Nevi'im.
A woman also, if she wanted to be a Nevi'a, also have to be...
What?
Bora. Does she need these attributes also to be rich?
A woman...
Married, right?
What?
She was married, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. What? I don't know. It doesn't say. I'll let you figure it out. I don't add things. You know, I don't make them up. I told you. It's my policy already. I've been repeating myself 10 times. I don't make things up. I don't know. Maybe there's a difference in a Nevi'ah and a Navi. I don't know. What?
Perspective measure different for a man and woman.
Right. Zog the Mishnah. Sorry? Oh, another piece of Gemara, right.
Is it right from Eldad and Medad?
Again, there were a lot of Nevi'im. Elder and Meir, I don't know if they have to be rich. They were not Bekvias. I know the Pasuk says like Pasuk, again, but it doesn't say they were Nevi'im Bekvias. I don't know. You don't know Elder and Meir were rich.
No, Elder
and Meir would not be a riot that there's hundreds of Nevi'im and thousands of Nevi'im. Again, it doesn't show you numbers of Nevi'im at all. It doesn't even say any hundreds. It doesn't say 10. In Navi, it says numbers. I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to say. That there were two more Nevi'im, Elder and Medad.
I had a concept that I always thought that
there were
more than just Moshe Rabbeinu.
Who says? There were 70 Skenim. They got Nevuah then.
Yeah.
But it wasn't for always. They got it one time. From a Navi, you see, B'nei HaNaviim, Echem and Amasai, the Gemara brings the Pasuk Echem. The Gemara Megillah says there were 48 Naviim. And 7 Naviyas. In fact, the Gemara, 48? The Pasuk says, Echem and Amasayim. And for the Gemara, 48 of the Nevuah was written down. Hutzucha L'dairis. And the other ones were not Hutzucha L'dairis. That's the Gemara. I'm just quoting a Gemara Megillah. I don't know, 17, 18, 1, 8. It's one of those left there. I got it to Gemara. No, it's not 18. It may be 15, 16 around there. The Gemara talks about it there.
Maybe
the Nevi'ah
had to be beautiful.
What? Maybe. You want to make it up, or you can write it up. What? Once you're making things up, add it, add whatever you want. Looking my way through, I'm Rabbi Eichanan. B'tchila, Yemayshah Lama, Tyrem, Meshachcha. Beginning, Yemayshah learned, Tyrem forgot it. Achenit, Meloy, B'matara. Shenam, Rabbi Eichanan, Yemayshah, Kechaloysa, L'dabar, Yitay. He gave it to Moshe when he finished speaking to him. Meaning Moshe used to forget it. And then the Rebbe said, Vayitein on Moshe. He gave him a present that he should be able to remember it. So the Gemara says, that's what the Gemara says. Dr. Mishnah Vayitein.
Is that Luchos?
That's Pasha Pshat. The Gemara is darshaning it, that he gave him a present of some sort. Again, I agree with you. I looked around. I don't see anybody say anything. Not the Ran, not the Rush, not Tysus, not the Rush, not the Mefarish. So I have no idea.
I think I'm not going to
leave
this question. If it wasn't for the Eagle, they would have only had the first set of Luchos?
Yes.
It would have been
Torah Shabbat,
Torah
Shabbat. Why not?
Because I always thought the second Luchos was more
towards Baal Peh. Again, you must have read it in one of your Svarim on Chumash. That doesn't make it a fact. I don't know. I don't know where you got that from. See, that's the thing. And again, I don't win anything bad. All these Mefarshim and Chumash were thousands of times greater than me, and I deferred to them in many ways. But one has to differentiate between a Chazal and a Mefarsh on Chumash. If it's a Chazal, then you have a great question.
You can question it?
You don't know. Maybe not. It depends who it is. If it's a Ramban, again. Let's say somebody wrote a sefer in 1984.
Yeah, I don't know where I picked it up.
Somebody wrote a sefer on Chumash in 1984. That doesn't mean everything he says is fact. He made up a pshat. It's beautiful, wonderful. Maybe it is true. Maybe it isn't true. If Ramban says something, Rashi or the Kliyakar, I mean, even Kliyakar, even Arachayim HaKadosh, these are people that are widely accepted as things. You have a kasha. But if you see it in some other sefer, and I'm not belittling anybody, they're all greater than me, and I have their credit to them. It's wonderful.
You said 1994 or 2004, or you
said? I said 1984. In 1984. Right. But yeah, in 1984, you wrote a pshat. You wrote a pshat. Doesn't make it that it's that. I don't know. Maybe it's based in a chazal. I don't know. I don't know everything. I know there's a lot more I don't know than I do know, right? So I don't know. I never heard that before. I never heard it. That doesn't mean anything.
But I think Moshe's important.
I know what he's trying to say.
No. Remember, every word is shivim. Isn't it true?
Wonderful. What are you trying to prove?
And maybe this guy got lucky and he's one of the
100%. No, chas v'shalom, I'm not knocking anybody.
You're not trying to tell him, like, you read the wrong stuff.
All I'm trying to say is there's a havchana. Who you're quoting? You quote a Ramban. You know, Ramban writes something. It's Tirem B'Sinai. You quote a Chveis Rabbeinu B'Chaya, Tirem B'Sinai. And maybe they say, maybe you're quoting them, I don't know. You quote somebody who decided to write a sefer in 1984, I don't even know who it is, I'm just picking a number. You know, it's not necessarily what he says, Tirem B'Sinai. Just like other people that say pshatim, right? I say pshatim, that doesn't mean I'm Tirem B'Sinai. I'm offering possible pshat. But if the Ramban says before and opposite me, obviously he's right and I'm wrong. Now again, I'm not knocking anybody, chas v'shalom. But it might be true. It might be that after they needed more Tirus of Alpeh after the Ego. Because the Gemara says, if they wouldn't have had the Ego, they wouldn't have done the Ego, they would only had So the Gemara is telling me that there was a lower Madrega afterwards. So it could be there would have been less Tirus of Alpeh because they would have been able to see it in the letters. I don't know.
I think the thing is Moshe had to go off for 40 days to learn the new Torah. That's
maybe. It's a nice chat, but the Chumash says he went up there to get Mechila for Klal Yisrael. Both. First one, Hashem said, come back again, and Hashem said, Solachti Kidverecha, at the end of those 40 days. So there was another, the second 40 days was to complete the Mechila process. It wasn't complete, Chayde Shaul. So Hashem said, Solachti Kidverecha on Yom Kippur, but he gave us Lucas Shneas. But it might be true. I'm not arguing with you. But it's, I don't know if you can ask a question based on that. Maybe you can. But the answer is simple. Maybe it would have been more or less Tirus of Alpeh because people would have seen more in the writing. That's all. Just like we wouldn't have needed Shmuel and Melachim and Yeshaya and Yirmiyah and Yechezkel. We would have seen it in the Torah. So maybe we would have seen, that's the answer I should have given you right away, instead of knocking people who wrote Swarm in 1984.
I think I read that.